So much has been said about this performance in the lead up. All that talk means nothing. It is game time for the rapper from Marcy Projects in Brooklyn. Throughout his entire career, he has established himself as the greatest rapper of all time living today. And tonight, he is headlining the Pyramid Stage at Glastonbury. We've been told to expect very strong language from this performance, so please be aware of that. Otherwise, we're going to give it to you in full. Jay-Z, Glastonbury 2008.
I want to tell a story today that takes place in the summer of 2008. It was the summer of hope, I guess you could say. A lot of people thought, you know, maybe some good things were around the corner, socially and politically, in the United States at least. And across the pond, there was big news. Jay-Z had just been announced to be the first rapper to headline Glastonbury Festival. Now, if you're not familiar with Glastonbury Festival, it's one of, if not the biggest festivals in the world, just in terms of sheer numbers. I've talked with artists who have performed there who tell me that they've played big crowds before, but the crowd at Glastonbury is like disorienting, because you look out and you cannot see the end of the crowd. Like, as far as I can see, it's just people. And so I've talked to artists who never get stage fright, who Glastonbury will mess them up. Glastonbury, I've never been, but from everything I've heard, it's one of the biggest deals in music if you get to play there, let alone headline. So Jay-Z had been announced as a headliner at Glastonbury. And that caused some issues, or I should say, some people didn't like that. Jay-Z wasn't hurting anybody. He was just, I mean, maybe he probably was hurting people, but in this scenario, in the Glastonbury scenario, he was not hurting anyone. And some people didn't like that he was going to be the headliner.
Ain't broke, don't fix it. If you start going to break it, people ain't going to go. I'm sorry, but Jay-Z, no, I'm not having hip-hop at Glastonbury. No, hang on. No. Jay-Z, fucking no chance.
That voice you just heard is Noel Gallagher from Oasis. Oasis, at one point in time, at least in England, were thought to be bigger and better than the Beatles. Now, I think in hindsight, we can all agree that's not true. But just so you know, that's where the hype was at that time. And who knows? Who knows really what's in Noel Gallagher's heart? But boy, did those comments sure reek of a little bit of racism. And there's a million ways Jay-Z could have responded to this. You know, he's a rapper. He could have put out a statement like hitting back at him, and, you know, tabloids, it could have gone back and forth. He could have put out, you know, a diss song. But he did something that I think was really, really classy, but it was still a dig at Noel. And, well, I'll just play what happened. Here's how Jay-Z, guitar slung over his shoulder, walked out onto the stage at Glastonbury.
I don't believe that anybody
Okay. So Jay-Z comes out, plays Wonderwall, which is just like, it's the lyrics are just so perfect. You know, Noel's own lyrics. Today is gonna be the day that I'm gonna throw it back to you. You know, you're gonna realize what you're not to do. Is like Jay-Z taking Noel's own lyrics and putting him back in his face, like absolutely just like so classy and perfect. But then he wasn't done there, because then his last little, or maybe not his last, but his next little dig at Noel was in the song he immediately transitioned into after that. He just says, I got one thing to say. Just listen.
I just got one thing to say. If you have a girl problems, I could back for yourself. I got your friend patrol on the cat patrol. Falls me wanna make sure my cat is cold. Rap critics say he's money cash. I'm from the hood, stupid, what type of facts to know? If you throw on the home, shoot yourself a toe. You celebrate the minute you was having to. I'm like, fuck critics, you will kiss my whole ass up. If you don't like my lyrics, you know.
So Noel does an interview very shortly after this performance, and well, this is what he says.
All right, I'm going to say this once. Right? I was asked, as you well know, my opinion about ticket sales at Glastonbury, and that's my opinion, and that's the fucking end of it. Right? Now, when the fucking Church of England Brigade in the broadsheets get hold of it and have me going down Hyde Park Corner blasting and slamming, you know, that's bullshit. You know, for the record, I like Jay-Z, right? You know, so that's my opinion. Everybody, if it offends people, don't fucking ask me any more questions, you know what I mean?
But of course, because Jay-Z is Jay-Z, he did eventually diss Noel Gallagher on a song.
I seen you jacking Jay-Z, cause they got a Mercedes and you know about it, lady.
I seen you jacking Jay-Z, jacking Jay-Z, jacking, jacking, jacking Jay-Z, jacking Jay-Z, jacking, jacking, jacking Jay-Z.
That bloke from Oasis said I couldn't play guitar. Somebody should have told him I'm a fucking rock star. Today is gonna be the day that I'm going throwing back the yell. I'm living life like a rocker. I'm like Pimp C, partner coming down. They must say he's killing off on the block.
And because we are fortunate to live in the internet age, I'm going to play you a clip of Noel Gallagher listening to Jock and Jay-Z and reacting.
Some dope boy crash. That bloke from Oasis said I couldn't play guitar. Somebody should have told him I'm a fucking rock star.
Great, I mean, I've never seen a rap battle and a rock battle, like old school rap battle.
I wouldn't mind, it's not, we hung out with Jay-Z in Japan, we've seen him a few years back, and it was so ludicrous that it got so out of hand. And there was quotes attributed to me in The Sun that were not for me at all. It was like, you know what I mean? I actually like the guy, you know what I mean? I like his music. It's just...
And this moment came back around 10 years later when Stormzy was announced as a headliner at Glastonbury in 2018. Just, I think, like either days or even hours before he performed, Stormzy posted picture you see on this post to his Instagram story. So, you know, clearly that sentiment hadn't fully gone away, you know, the idea of having rappers at Glastonbury. Guess it was still upsetting some people, but good, they could stay mad, but hopefully they come around, you know what I mean? And that is the story of how Jay-Z won over the United Kingdom. He one-upped Noel Gallagher on Noel's home turf. You can't do it better than that. This is one of the most iconic pop culture moments of the 21st century. I just I love it so much. Makes me happy every time. Hope y'all enjoyed.
I got